Tonight's shir, Simon Sadi Gimel. Koidem sheyispalel sarich lishais. Before he davens, he has to pause. Sif Aleph. Yishe sho achas koidem sheyakul hispalel. A person should pause and sho achas before he gets up to daven shon esrei. K'dei sheyichavin libel amokam. In order that he could concentrate and focus his heart to Hashem. V'sha'achas achar tefillah, similarly, there should be a pause of a shah after davening. Shlotei niris lov kemasoi. It shouldn't appear that the davening is a burden. Shemar lot seis imenet, he's hurrying to leave from davening. So the Mishnah Berurah begins to tell us, what is a shah? Sifkon alef, shah achas. A person should pause, shah achas, before he gets to the daven. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah hochicha megemara. The students of Rabbeinu Yonah prove from the Gemara. The Alpha Gavdra Chomokam Damin and Shah, even though wherever we use the word Shah, Perusho, what it means to say is Shah Mu'etes, a little bit of time, a small increment of time, a little bit, a little pause before davening, a little pause after davening. Hacha Perusho Shah Achas Meyubi Shah Spiyam. Here it doesn't mean that. Here it means a complete hour of the 12 hours of the day, 60 minutes. You should wait 60 minutes for your ready to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and 60 minutes Nach Shmoneh Esrei. When we are, however, Zel Chasidim, that's not for the average person. That's only for very pious people. Well, the Shah Am for everyone else, Dai B'Shah Mu'etes. It's sufficient with a little delay. Sheyishe Koidim Sheyaschel. He should pause before he begins his Shmoneh Esrei. A little pause. Shehiluch Shmoneh Tfachim. The time it takes to walk 8 tefachim. Kemo shekasa b'simen tzadi sof sifchof. We write this in Simen Tzadi, at the end of sifchof. Ayin Shom, look over there. Kasa b'seidu hayoyim. The seidu hayoyim writes, im yochel is akev ashle yishar asob es kneses, if after davening you could delay until there isn't a minion left, tovel, that's gevaldik, very good. Ayin Shom, time, look for his reason. So the chasidim yishayinim would wait an hour before davening, an hour after davening. The average person should wait a little bit before starting Shmoneh Esrei, a tiny pause, just enough time to focus, and afterwards, also a little bit. But if someone can, there's an ideal of waiting until you're not breaking the minyan. There's already no minyan left, and then you would leave. Gam ki ha'yeshiva is a knesu mitzvah asa. Also, in addition, staying in shul is b'chal mitzvah. Sitting in shul is a mitzvah in its own right. So if you can linger after davening and only leave once there's no longer a minyan, it's a milah. Now, if everyone in shul knows the milah, you'll be there for a long time. No one's going to walk out the door. But usually that's not a problem. Sivkatan beis, sheyichavin. We want to pause before he gets up to daven in order to have good kavana. Harizah himispal mitoch a siddur. The Harizah would use a siddur to daven, the sheyicham od, in order to have tremendous kavana focus on his davening. Gav shal havliya nekuda, and when you have a siddur, it also helps you that you shouldn't swallow any of the vowels. Everyone has to know for himself what's the best way for him to daven. Seif Beis. Lo yamo lehisbal ela be'ema v'hachno. A person shouldn't stand to daven unless he has a proper outlook, demeanor of awe and humility. Lo mitach schoik v'kalis roish u'dvar b'telim. You don't get to daven in the spirit of laughter and frivolous behavior and idle chatter, and again, not with anger. There should be an element of serenity, of happiness. That's why we'll introduce our davening with words of comfort from the Torah. Right after you talk about the Gula from Mitzrayim, we'll daven from Esrei. Or right after saying Kapitel, we call it Ashrei, Tehillah David. Shekasubo, where it's written there, Yiratzon, Yirev Yaseh. Hashem does the bidding of those who fear him. Shomer Hashem is kol avov. Hashem watches over those who love him. So that's a good way to introduce the Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Gimel. Be'em v'achno. We daven with a sense of awe and humility. Shenem, like it says, Ivdus Hashem be'yira. We should serve Hashem with yira. Hainu. Hatfila. Shilon b'kum avoida. Ar Shmoneh Esrei, which is in the place of avoida. Asu osa be'yira. It should be done with a sense of yira. Sifkan da lo mitoch v'chulu, not with frivolous, light-hearted behavior. What's the lomit to say? The mitzvah and muvchur shein oimdim amitoch em vachnor. The ideal way to daven is with a sense of awe and humility. Now, not everyone is capable of being careful to bring into his heart the sense of humility and awe. But at least don't daven with a sense of laughter and frivolous behavior. It should be with a sense of simcha of mitzvah. Siv Gimel. You don't get up to daven right in the middle of a court case, a din teira, or in the middle of a discussion of halacha. It shouldn't be something that you are distracted by. Halacha psuka. A set, straightforward halacha is fine, and then you go to daven from that. Rambo says, Hainu nami kmo mitoch simcha. It's very similar to mitoch simcha. Ki mekud Hashem sharim esam chilev. Because the laws of Hashem are straight and cause happiness. So if you learn before davening, that's also a way to get to the right frame of mind prior to Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Hei Pesuka. You can daven from a halacha pesuka, a set and cut halacha. She'ein bo iyun. It doesn't require analysis. V'lo machlokes. There's no disagreement. Though she'y tarei da'i dezevet fil. It shouldn't distract him during davening. When we come back, however, im osik be'pilpul halacha. If he was engaged in an intricate halachic discourse, v'schilu atzib l'spal, now atzib is davening, yispal imam, he should daven with them. But befrat, especially ashaf nowadays, she'im mechav n'kol kach b'tfilah, we don't have such good concentration anyway. For there is hiu elechat chila, so yasik b'pilpu k'idnim hatfilah. And basically, we're being warned, elechat chila, you don't begin a pilpu before davening, because you know it's going to distract you from your davening. Sif Dalet. Ha'oisik b'tzarchei tzibur ka'oisik b'toyre dami. If a person is engaged in community needs, it's the equivalent of being oisik b'toyre. What does that mean? Perish. It means that the same way you can daven right after Torah, and that's a good frame of mind, so too, right after tzarchei tzibur, you can get up and daven. Shagamzo simcha hilo sha'oisik b'tzarchei tzibur. There's a degree of simcha that comes with being engaged in community needs. The Yesh Mefarshim, some explain a little different. The higher the Ainat Tzarech Lifsuk Lehispala. That if you're Oisik B'Tzarech Tzibur, you don't have to interrupt your Tzarech Tzibur to daven at all. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav, the Inin La'amod. Some explain Tzarech Tzibur Ka'oisik B'Tayra is getting up to daven. Ubavad She Doimel Halacha Psuka. That as long as your tzarchei tzibur is like a straightforward halacha, shalai yibadavah shaltir, it's not something which is burdensome, something which is distracting. But this isn't a reason to miss out on tefillah tzibur. For koshkin misir shiavar zman, and especially if he's afraid he'll miss the time to daven, to asher lisbal he should daven. He'll put aside his tzarchei tzibur and he'll daven. Sifkan zayin le'in v'chulu. However, there's a different pshat. The mishad is that if you're involved in tzarchei tzibur, you don't stop to daven. V'chein pasku acharon, the acharon paskin like the second shot. So kol chesed ispalal, that you don't have to interrupt the daven if you're engaged in tzarchei tzibur. V'afilu mi'avri zman tefila, even if you will miss the zman tefila. Im ein sham ish yishtadol, who if he's the only one to be involved in this, that overrides everything else. V'ayin le'el, simen ayin, look back at simen ayin. And if a person missed Shachris because he was involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, he would not be required to daven a second Tashlumim at Mincha. Since at the time of the obligation, he was exempt from the davening, Min Hadin LaHalacha. LaHalacha, he was exempt because he was Oisim Tzarchei Tzibur. Ain't Tzarech LaTashlumim, there is no requirement for Tashlumim. So the notes on the side discuss cases of doctors and nurses who are busy with patients and cannot get away. So they're takapata. They're takapata from davening. There's no tashlum by the next minute.